And yes, thank you guys for tuning into Morning Glory with Liv. And I'm very excited now to introduce a special guest on the line. We have I Haka Whanarere Taurī from Whanganui. And they are here to talk about their song that won the Play It Strange competition this year. Kia ora, I Haka. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Do you want to introduce yourself for the BFM listeners?
Tēnā tātou, ko I Haka Whanarere Taurī taku ingoa. Right. He uri tēnei no Whanganui, no Ngāti Kahungunu, no Te Tai Tokerau, no Rātana Pāno hoki.
Ai, kia ora, kia ora. And your song Tai O Mate won the Waiata Māori section of Play It Strange this year. Can you tell us about the whakapapa of the song? How did it come into being?
So I first started making this song last year, maybe around April, when my grandmother unfortunately passed away.
Mm.
This song was dedicated to her. And then a few months or a few weeks went by and a lot of our haumātua from home, a lot of our elders from home passed away. So. Yeah. I thought to myself, let's make it about them.
Yeah.
So this song is dedicated to all of our loved ones who have passed on in that short amount of time, from maybe April to July.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a huge year of some absolute rangatira passing away, and I know that I've read that, you know, Tariana Turia was a big person from, you know, your rohe who passed away, and obviously your grandmother as well, who you had a really strong connection with.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So why was it important for you to write this song?
For me, my gateway of expressing my feelings and thoughts is through writing songs. So just that grief of a grandchild towards his grandparent, I think that was the way, like, writing a song was my way of expressing how I felt. But also sending our loved ones with all of the love that us who are still remaining here on earth, sending that love towards them as they go to another place. I think that was really important to me, for them to know that even though you've gone, we are still here, we still love you, we miss you, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, that's really freaking beautiful, bro. And you know that I think it's important for everyone to remember that when our loved ones go, they're still with us, and and we're still with them, and it may it's in a different capacity, but they're very much still parts of our lives. And it's a really beautiful kaupapa behind this song. I guess I just wanted to ask you next, how did you get into music? Has it always been a part of your life?
So I grew up around music. I grew up around kapahaka. My mum was mainly dominated in Te Ao Haka, and my dad was really into music. His dad, just his whole whānau were really into music, and I think I just adapted to what he liked, and then this happened.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome. And so you've been, around haka, kapa haka your whole life. Your dad's music as well. And you're just saying, we're just talking before you got on the phone, over the summer you got a big summer of kapas coming up.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Reanga Moriho Rātana.
Aye.
That's my group, guys. Watch March, I think we perform.
Aye. At Rātana.
I think it's in Waitara.
Awesome.
Live stream it. So
okay.
If you want to see me on the stage, watch. Thank you.
I love that. Get the plug out there, guys. Go watch some covers this summer. And so how do you feel after winning this like really cool award, the Play Exchange Waiata Māori Award?
That was really unexpected.
Yeah, why?
Because, to be honest, I didn't put myself in.
Oh, true.
My music teacher put all of us students in.
Shout out to your music teacher. That's freaking awesome.
Shout out to you, Wade Sharp. Wade Sharp, thank you very much. But, yeah, it was really unexpected.
Oh,
and when I won, they took me to the office acting like it was a serious matter. Like that I was in trouble.
That you're going to get a massive grilling.
Yeah. And then they told me and I was like, oh, what?
That must have come as such a shock.
I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you won the Play It Strange. And I was like, oh, that's actually a cool opportunity.
It's a really cool opportunity. You've won.
Yeah.
A pretty amazing prize. You've got a full day in the recording studio to record your waiata, a one-on-one mentorship, a rock shop voucher, artist development sessions. You've got this interview at B, which I feel very lucky to be interviewing you. And then you're also playing at the Play It Strange annual showcase this tomorrow night, the 4th of December. But yeah, what are you most excited about, like from winning this?
Probably just the exposure to the music world.
Yeah.
Because I never thought I would actually be doing this, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, this was a cool opportunity for me to get a taste of what the music world is really like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, also just living in the moment.
Oh, you're so sweet, bro. And for people wanting to come and support, where can they see you playing tomorrow night?
To be honest,
you don't know.
I actually don't know.
Oh, hey, let me have a look here. It's at Kahui St. David's. That's so funny.
There you go, Tiwi.
I always do that as well. I'm like, oh, where is the venue?
I don't keep track of that. My dad's all in that business. Oh, so I'm just show up and perform.
Yeah, so your dad's the manager then.
Yeah.
Shout out, Dad. And so we're going to listen to your song now, Tai o Mate. Do you have anything else you want to tell BFM listeners before we listen to this?
If you want to express your thoughts, if you want to express your feelings, write a song.
Beautiful.
Right,
yeah, I love that. Thanks for talking, Ihaka. So beautiful to talk to you.
It was a pleasure.
And all the best for tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
Matiwa.
E noho ra.
Mahu e tanga iho. Te tai amatteen.